This is Kate Harness with 307net Radio, and today I'm joined by Councilwoman Myra Camino. Good morning, Myra. Nice to see you, and thank you for spending some time with 307net Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to talk about a subject which has got quite a few people concerned, and maybe hot even, which is about the Animal Protective Services contract that the City of Buffalo awards, really basically for stray dogs. I think that's what we're talking about, and we can cover some of the detail in a minute. But the city's previous agreement was with the St. Francis Animal Shelter, a well-known shelter for animals in our community, and there was a contract which allowed for city officials, the police typically, to go down and deposit a stray dog or maybe from some other circumstance, maybe somebody fell ill and were no longer be there, and the police were able to take and access 24/7 to a kennel so they could go into the city's possession and be taken care of at the shelter. The city has recently moved away from that contract and has given it to another provider known as Buffalo Kennel Club. Could you explain what led the city to move the services away from St. Francis Animal Shelter?
We met with the shelter and we're trying to negotiate, and they were sticking solid with their $900 per month, and we really felt that this contract was a $500 contract based on number of dogs serviced in the past and from data from other cities, specifically Warlin and Lander, and the amount they pay for their same services.
So the issue was the amount of money that was being requested. The animal shelter were asking for $900 a month, and the city felt that $500 was closer to a fair amount.
Yes.
And is it that alone that led you to start to look for other providers? Just the money?
Just the money.
Okay. And can you explain what the process was for finding a new provider and awarding a new contract? What did you actually do?
We sent our service contract out to every animal care provider we could find near and around Buffalo. So we did miss one provider, the Bighorn Kennel Club, and our apologies go out to them. We won't miss them next time. This is a small amount, $6,000 per year, so it's not required to be advertised in the newspaper, but we wanted to give anyone who might have an interest, the vets, other people that provide kennels, we wanted to give them an opportunity.
So a couple of quick questions rise in my mind from that. First is, how many providers are there on that list? I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Our clerk, Julie Silbernagel sent the letters out, so I don't know a number. I want to say 10-ish, right in that area.
Thank you. And how did you come up with the $500 a month budget compared to what the animal shelter have estimated at $900?
So we looked at the numbers that St. Francis gave us over the lap from 2015 to 2023, and we divided that and found out based on their numbers that the City of Buffalo brought in during that time span, it divided out to $60 per year. So if you divide that by 12 months, that's 5 dogs per month. So we really felt that $100 per dog was a reasonable amount. And then the other research was reaching out to other cities and asking them what they paid. And Warland pays about the same as we do, $650 per month, so a little bit more, and they have 200 more in population. And Lander, who's almost double our population, pays $416.67 per month for the exact same services. It's for their police to drop off dogs, just dogs, 24/7, 365.
Okay, so there are a number of dogs, and of course it's impossible to know how many dogs are going to be need services and need shelter, you know, in any given annual period. But we can make good estimates based on history and data. Could you just say again how many dogs you think really, how many we're estimating may require this form of care?
Again, based on St. Francis information, the City of Buffalo Law Enforcement in 2015 dropped off 47 dogs. 56 dogs in 16, 62 in 17, 69 in 18, 61 in 19, 49 in 2020, 72 in 2021, and 54 in 2022.
Okay. Thank you. And so, obviously, you know, we're going to work. You're going to work with those figures and so on. What made you think that the that we needed to move away from St. Francis and to this new contract? You found the Buffalo Kennel Club, which is a new provider. None of the other providers.
We actually had two other providers voice interest. However, they were located in an area in the city that was zoned R1, residential one, and that does not allow for a kennel. So the new provider is actually located in an R2, R3 zoning, which allows for a small business like a kennel.
And I think that, you know, we need to talk about this, is that the owner and provider of this of the new contract, Buffalo Kennel Club, is actually also an employee based at City Hall, who is also responsible for planning and zoning and so on. And you know, there are some issues about whether that is fair. What is your response to people who say that, you know, there's a conflict of interest here, and he just got the contract because, you know, he's in the good old boy network?
Well, I think that anyone who was listening to Net307, to all of our meetings, would have realized that this was out there and that we were searching for an answer. And we were really hoping it was the animal shelter, and that's why we sent their proposal to them again after they dropped us, for a chance to work out whatever differences and to realize that we're trying to really look at and be accountable for taxpayers' dollars. If it costs more than $100 per dog, based on stay, based on data, then let us have the data. I mean, we're not unwilling to pay more, but we want to pay for what we get.
And I suppose this might be a good point to remind people that we're just talking about what comes from the city. The county is continuing its funding, and stray dogs and so on can be, you know, taken care of by county funds if they're found in the county. This is just really within the city limits and that issue.
Yes.
There is a question mark about expertise and care and sheltering dogs. And, you know, anybody who's had a pet knows that, you know, sometimes they can be unpredictable and, you know, different pets have different needs and so on. And I think that, you know, quite a few people have raised questions about the expertise of Buffalo Kennel Club. This is a brand new entity, a brand new facility and so on. Did that factor into your concerns at all?
Well, currently in the state of Wyoming, there's not a licensing. So, you know, that's dictated by state law as far as if you have to have a certain level of credentials or a certain amount of training or any of those. As far as the actual care of the dog, this is a new business that's to be seen, you know. And in the feedback from the people who have lost their dogs and are able to get them back at maybe a more reasonable time than overnight.
So right now there is no expertise that's being offered. There's no veterinary care that's associated with that, which there are some bonuses that we had previously with the shelter, which there was expertise, there was 24-hour care, there was already an established setup. This really is two kennels attached to a private home, you know, with good intentions. Is that good enough?
Well, I mean, I haven't asked, but have we given this new provider a chance to get any training, any expertise? And he said that if the dog needs care, he will take it to the vet. You know, and again, those charges would be passed on to the pet owner as they are or were with St. Francis.
Sure. I mean, I think that there are some people who are going to say, you know, how do you know if the dog is sick and infectious and it's in a neighboring kennel to another one? You know, what is in place for that? You know, there are some concerns about that. Do you feel that we're doing a good enough job with this provider?
I think that remains to be seen. I mean, until you give someone a chance, how do you know?
And do you feel that, you know, you really did exhaust the other providers who did maybe have that potential experience, or more experience anyway, of kind of, you know, mixing dogs, taking in traumatized dogs who may be stressed from whatever experience they've had, which has led them to find themselves in the shelter? Did you really exhaust that with those individual providers, the other ones who could have potentially taken the contract?
I think there's a willingness, or, you know, knowing that they could get, I'm assuming, I haven't talked to the vets, but I'm sure they felt that they could get more money from private and hospitalizations than having to leave a kennel empty. So I can see why maybe they didn't want to take on, because it wasn't a lucrative and, you know, enterprise for them. However, you know, we're a small town, small community. What do smaller towns who don't even have a shelter do? You may do. And most of these animals, you know, have somehow gotten away from their owners, and they want to be rejoined with their owners. You know, so in 2 hours, they could come and pick up a dog. You know, at 9 o'clock at night, they could come up and pick up a dog.
So that is a pickup leads me to my next question, which is the policy about discarding or disposal of, and those are really triggering words for some people to hear, but the contract allows for a 5-day period, and then after that there is a discard clause. The question is, what is meant by discard? What is your understanding of that, and what does it mean?
That was the same verbiage with the St. Francis Animal Shelter. And in the past 2 years, it's my understanding that they had one dog that needed to be disposed of. And so they were taken to the city of Buffalo Police Department, went and picked up that dog from St. Francis, took it to the vet, and had it euthanized. So that would be the same situation. You know, all attempts are trying to find the dog's owners. I don't know that I have not talked to the new provider if 5 days is going to be the end of it. And that's where, you know, maybe we should be looking at how can we help a dog if there is ever a dog in that situation. Not knowing, not having those, that was not something that the shelter kept track of. So I cannot tell you how many times in the past 8 years that happened at the shelter. I can only tell you that in the past few years, I know of one dog that was. And disposed is a bad word, because the state of Wyoming, and part of their definition is adoption, is disposal of a dog. So, I mean, we're not trying to kill animals. We want to rejoin animals with their owners, because we all love pets.
But it's also in the Buffalo Kennel Club's decision as to what they do after 5 days. After 5 days, their contractual obligation is done and they can do whatever they like. And the concern is that,
well,
what is going to happen?
That's not true. After 5 days, the Buffalo Police Department pick it back up.
And then where would they go? The Buffalo Police Department do not have a facility, a kennel, to take a dog to. So what would then happen?
Right. You know, and that's where, as citizens, I would hope, if that happens, it would be great if we had citizens who would step up and say, before it's euthanized, may I have a chance to rehome it or adopt it out? I mean, there's lots of policy or potential here to work together to help out, especially if we're concerned about an animal's well-being and not killing a dog, especially one that really doesn't need to be put down, is not aggressive. You know, we're looking at animals, maybe someone pulls over someone for drunk driving and they have a dog with them. You know, what do you do with that dog? And oftentimes another person in that family can come and get the dog, but what do you do with the dog in the meantime, especially if the spouse is in Sheridan or, you know, just not there right now?
Or indeed escape dogs during, you know, a working day, and somebody
yes,
may be
at work
and unable to leave, or out of town for a short period of time and just needs to get back. So there are many different circumstances that happens to that. So there's been a lot of concern, and people have said that they want to come to the next city council meeting and make their statements. would the city council reconsider this contract, which is for a year, under any circumstances?
I think since we've awarded it, there is a clause that it can be null and void by either party, but I think it would take something, you know, to make us void this contract. Is there a reason, or is the Buffalo Kennel Club not providing the services we've contracted for? Or if they no longer want to service the city, they could break the contract. But I also feel like we need to give them a chance. They've stepped up and said, I see there's a need in the city to house dogs until they can be reunited with their owners. I think I can provide that. So,
and to sort of go back to my question about, was this really the only option? You're saying, yes, it was really the only option. This was the only provider who was able to do that. And it so happens that it is also a full-time city employee based at City Hall, and that is coincidence. It does actually raise some questions about whether a full-time employee based at City Hall can give the attention that's required to however many dogs may or may not be at the kennel. How do you respond to that?
Well, even St. Francis has had different business hours, so that would lead me to believe that there's not a person there 24/7 either. And this person could definitely be there mornings, after work, lunch, and by law they get 2 15-minute breaks. So, and the amount of extra time they work, would it be allowable? I'd have to talk to their supervisor to see if they could leave during the workday, or pickups could be scheduled after work. I think there's cons, pros and cons on both sides. But when you're looking at financially trying to put a pencil to paper, what are we exactly paying for, and looking at what other cities pay for the exact same service, I don't think 500 is out of line.
And that's really, as you said at the beginning, that's really what it boils down to. This is about saving those important taxpayers' dollars and being frugal and diligent and responsible. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. It's like I put pen to paper. $400 a month would allow us to give 7 dispatchers a 25-cent raise, which would encourage them not to take different jobs for the county or for Sheridan County or Gillette, Campbell County. So, we have personnel and expenses to consider too, and we're looking at all of it. We do have a big budget, but most of our budget goes for capital improvements. I mean, to renovate streets, water, sewer, that's all very expensive. Engineer services.
Yes, indeed. And so thank you, Myra, for taking some time to really answer some difficult questions about the Animal Protective Services contract and how it operates and why it was awarded to the Buffalo Kennel Club. And we will see what comes next. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.